Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello and good afternoon. Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels, a live radio show, just in case you did not know that. You know what? I have two guests on today. To them later, but I at least have them right. I can't remember their names. Justin and Nathan. Justin Honeysuckle and Nathan Kaufman, both with Tended Bar, a great new product. Service, you're gonna love it. So we're gonna get to them later, though. But it's funny how when we're doing the intro, they can hear the intro, right? But I'm the only one that's kind of grooving to it, and they're just like, what have we gotten ourselves into? Is what they is the looks I got from their faces. But that's okay. That's all right. It's okay. You know, you can only take me in doses sometimes. But anyway, we're gonna get to them in a couple minutes. I just want to do a couple things. For people who did not know, today is show number 56. And I always say this every week. Who would have thought I would have got to show one? But now we're on number 56. So I do appreciate the support and, the love and the comments and things that I receive on a weekly, if not daily basis with people, thanking me for doing what I do or just, making a comment. They may not have to thank me, but if they make a comment about it, that means at least they've listened to it or heard it. So I do appreciate that. And I do thank Ronan, my producer here with LA Talk Radio, for everything that you do as well. So I know I don't thank you enough, but I'm thanking you today. So there you go. So thank you so much. Collaboration and connecting people. That's what we're all about, right? That was my mantra starting for 2020. And it'd be my mantra probably until I don't have a show anymore or until I'm not alive anymore. But it's all about collaboration and connecting with people. And today will be no exception, because we're going to be connecting and collaborating a new sponsor of mine today, which is Tended Bar. So we'll get into that a little later. But industry news, what's been happening? I mean, what's been going on? I mean, there's day in and day out, there's something going on, right? I got off the phone earlier talking to a colleague of mine, friend/colleague, and just, we're trying to look at that, I guess, trying to see that flicker of light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't think we're seeing it. I don't see anything. I see a tunnel, but I don't see a light. I don't see a flicker. I don't know. And I'm not trying to throw gloom and doom on it, but, some people are saying, 6 weeks we'll be out of this. I mean, some people said that last week, right? I don't know if those same people are saying that same thing. But I'm just, and how I get a pulse of what's going on is I talk to people in the industry. I see people are still getting laid off, or the people, are furloughed. People that are furloughed are getting laid off. I mean, that's, that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm seeing. So that I'm getting my information from. It's not something that Russell of Hotels just pulling out of his wherever. It's actually information I get from, reputable sources that are dealing with this on a day-to-day basis. So I do appreciate those people that are still out there doing it, continue to do it. Like I said, you're not in it alone. We're there with you. It may not seem like it all the time, but We are there trying to support you. So keep doing what you do. The people are still working. Hey, we still appreciate you. The people that aren't out of work, I mean, that are out of work, we hope that you get back to work soon. So thank you. Industry news, you know, not to be outdone by Marriott, who came out with, you know, their huge sanitation program. Hilton has launched its partnership with Lysol and the Mayo Clinic to introduce Hilton Clean Stay, a global program launching in June, and will include a Hilton Clean Stay room seal, contactless check-in, which I've been talking about, and guest accessible disinfectant wipes. Okay, so they're giving this to the guests as they check in. So, hey, thumbs up to Hilton, all right? So thank you so much, Hilton, for making some stuff happen. Now, what about the airlines? What are the airlines doing? American, JetBlue, and United Airlines will begin supplying masks to all passengers starting in May. And I thought to myself, who the heck is leaving their house without a mask? I mean, this day and age, you need to have a mask at all times. If you don't have it on, you should have it at least on your person where you can put it on if you come in contact with people or come close to people. You know, remember to use a 6-foot distancing. I mean, if you're coming within 6 feet, you need to have a mask, right? I mean, there's no exceptions. I do my walk every morning, and I may not have the mask on when I don't see anyone, but believe me, when I see and I know I'm going to come in contact with somebody doing a walk, I make sure I put it on, and they have their mask on as well. So, I mean, kudos to American, Blue, and United for doing this, for having this available. But people, we shouldn't be leaving without it anyway. So Disney World and Disney Orlando are working on opening in phases. Nothing has been finalized, but they're moving forward with this. And I mean, moving forward, they'll be requiring everyone, of course, to wear masks, applied to the social distancing rules, as well as they'll have a lot of new sanitation stations to be used as well throughout the park and throughout their, you know, their venues. So look for that to happen soon. I mean, they don't have a date. I mean, it's funny. Last week I heard that they were shutting down until next year. So I don't know if that's still the case. I mean, you know, this thing is still fluid. It changes at the moment. So, you know, keep tuned. And you'll find out, but just know that you found some information on, you know, on Air with Russell Hotels. You know, I do appreciate being given an opportunity to even talk about this stuff. So I want to thank Sarah Dandashi for giving this information. She didn't give it to me. I happened to see it on her. She does like a commercial and 2 minutes of hospitality, something. I can't remember the exact name of it, but I got the information from her. So there you go. She's a good source. And she's a friend of the show. She's been on the show before. And it's funny how people have been on the show, and I have to say it to these guys because they're gonna witness this, right? So people that have been on the show have gone on to do just great things. I mean, their things have just blown up. I got people that are on the show that were, you know, national salespeople. They became VPs. We got people that were, you know, concierge in hotels. Now they're worldwide concierge. I mean, there's people that have just blown up because they've been on the show. You know, people that didn't have their own show, now they have their own show. I mean, I guess what it comes down to, if Russell Edman can do it, anybody can do it, right? So there you go. And last week I spoke about, and I've been speaking about this, and the whole world is speaking about, especially the whole business community, about reinventing yourself. I mentioned exactly reinventing yourself. But, you know, people are saying pivoting and things like that. Maybe it's kind of the same thing. I don't know. But I've reinvented myself several times. I mean, you have to just go with the punches, right? And don't let anyone tell you can't do something or you shouldn't do it. Just go out there and do it. Yesterday, I started another show. This basically had to do with my hospitality experiences. I shared a story on Instagram Live. It happened to do with the first time I met, or not the first time, the only time, I met Joe Montana. This was at a hotel, right? I was a night manager. And I just told the story about my experience with meeting, you know, the great Joe Montana, right? So the show is going to have to do with, you know, different experiences that I've had. These are personal experiences. These aren't things that people told me about. No, the things that I live. And this my way of telling the story. So, you know, and people were like, I mentioned this to certain people, like, oh, why would you do that? And I'm like, because I want to. So, I mean, sometimes you just have to just leap out on faith and do it. Am I expecting something in return? No, I'm not expecting anything. But I just know that I got a story to tell, just like I started this show, because I know people in the hospitality, they had a story to tell. Why not bring them on and let's talk about it? It had to do with rebranding myself, because I had recently left a hotel, the Sheraton, which would be my last hotel. Knock on wood, hopefully it's going to be my last hotel that I ever have to work for again. But I'm so entrenched in the hospitality industry that I like to support. And that's where it comes from. That's where the connecting and collaboration, or collaboration and connecting, that's where it comes from, right? From my being in the industry for so long. And I think my job is, I'm better served with helping people, with bringing people together and things like that. So don't ever let anybody tell you can't do it, or why would you do that, or that's stupid. Okay, well, let it be stupid. I don't care. That's fine. They thought this was stupid. Anyway, contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Email address, russell@russellofhotels.com. I have to say the of, because my mom, she corrects me all the time. She goes, you're saying Russell Hotels. I said, no, I'm saying Russell of Hotels. Well, you're saying it too fast. You have to slow down. So it's russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter is Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, that's my name, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, I have two pages, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. Okay, there you go. And my website, russellofhotels.com. Got the theme now? All right. Now, you, for people that do not know this, and I didn't mention this before, but we are on Facebook Live. The best way to go on and see us on Facebook Live, go into Facebook and then type in LA Talk Radio and then find me, and I will be sit here talking, and just click it that way. You can look at it that way. You can share it if you like. But just keep in mind that the comments that you guys make, I can't see them because the comments go through LA Talk Radio and I don't have the comments to see, which to me is good because I can give all my attention to the guys that I'm about to interview. So I'm a little different when it comes to that. I appreciate all the calls, but if you guys want to text me questions, you can do that, 310-467-5848. If you want to text me questions, 310-467-5848. I don't have a problem with that. That's my number. So just don't be calling me late at night texting me, okay? So just for the show only. Going through this stuff. What is the Russell of Hotels group? What do I do? I mean, there's a lot of different things, but I'm only going to concentrate on three of them. Digital marketing. And if anyone's seen the stuff that I put out lately, it's kind of funky. It's kind of out there, right? Even Nathan said, he asked me, what platform are you using to do this marketing? I said, what did I tell you, Nathan? I said, I got to keep some secrets to myself. I can't tell everybody everything, right? So, no, I'm not telling you, okay? If you need services, let me know. I'm here to hook you up. So, digital marketing I do. I'm a radio show host, of course, and I'm all about collaboration and connecting people. That's what I do, in a nutshell. Doesn't matter the industry, but that's what I do. Who's on blast? If you're on blast, that means that's not a bad thing that you're on blast. That means that these are people that I want on the show. I respect what you do. You're in the industry, and I want you to come on and talk about your story. And I always have to preface this by, I assume these people are still working. If they're not, I apologize for having you on the list, but at least it gets your name out there. Your name is still out there on someone's mind or mouth or whatever. Brian Churchill, VP LA Tourism, you're on blast. Carol Motley, Director of Convention Sales, Destination DC, you're on blast. Luis Torres, Universal Studios, you're on blast. Stephanie Corsino, Hong Kong Tourism, you're on blast. Junior Tavaha, Chief Sales Officer at Visit Anaheim, you're on blast. Ashley Tate, Brand Marketing Manager at Visit West Hollywood, you're on blast too. After this show is over, it becomes a podcast. So this is a live show, and it becomes a podcast. So wherever you find your favorite podcast, it will be on there as well. So just so you know that. And then if you didn't get to see the live version of this, guess what? I copy and paste. I put it on every social media platform. So you get to see these two handsome guys on there. You know, me and Nathan. I don't know who the other guy is, but you get to see these at least the two handsome guys on here. I'm on fire today, as you can tell. Before we get into the interview, what I always say is I always ask four questions. How is your brand staying relevant? Okay. These are things that we need to think about. Your personal brand or your professional brand, whatever, it doesn't matter. How's your brand staying relevant? Two, is there anything that you're doing, knowing what we know now, what are you doing differently? If you're a hotel and you're going to open up tomorrow, what would you be doing differently? Because people are going to ask you, well, what are you doing? What are you doing now opposed to what your competition is doing down the street? Because they're going to ask you that. So look at it as a sales tool moving forward. Three, have you connected with anyone new? I mean, what happens during this pandemic is that we kind of lose touch with people. We lose sight of what's going on. So not selling anyone, contact people that maybe you haven't talked to in a while or you just wanted to reconnect with. This is a time to do that, right? See how people are doing, make sure people are doing okay. Number four, what has this situation taught you? It's an open-ended question. You can answer that on your own. So just make sure every week I ask those four questions just so, you know, they're top of mind and someone needs to be reached out to. Someone needs to know what you're doing. If you're a hotel, you're open. People need to know that you're open. There you go. So in this industry, everything is timing, right? It's all about timing, right? You know, 2 years ago, these guys, I think they pitched to some companies or whatever. And because one company was going through something else with another company, they didn't have time to really maybe focus or give them their undivided attention. Well, right now is the right time for this organization to be where they are. And we had a conversation about this a couple of days ago and just kind of, you know, kind of letting them know, you know what, it happens, right? But now is a good time. So introduction of today's guest, Nathan Kaufman, CMO, which is Chief Marketing Officer, and Justin Honeysuckle, who is a COO and co-founder of Tended Bar. So I want to welcome both you guys to the stage. And you guys can unmute yourself now.
Thank you, Russell. Very excited.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for reaching out and basically connecting with me. That Nathan had reached out as the chief marketing officer should do, right? So he reached out on LinkedIn and found me. And I told him when we did a Zoom call. And I told him, I said, you know what? I get a lot of requests for people. You know, people would just say, hey, you have 5 minutes for this, 5 minutes for that. I'm like, what the heck, for what? But I had done a little research on their organization, and I'm like, wow, this is something that resonates at this moment, right? So it's good that you guys are on the show. And I'm talking too much now. So please, who wants to go first, kind of give a quick intro or quick bio of who you are and your product?
Well, I'll defer to Justin Honeysuckle. He's the co-founder and COO. He's dialing in from Jacksonville, Florida. And I'll let you lead off.
All right. Well, we're Tended Bar. I mean, we are an automated bartending company. We started about 5 years ago. We've had a up and down road on really our acceptance into the marketplace and really where we were going to be the best fit. I mean, we've gone in from starting in one point of like back of the house restaurants and bars. For a while, we morphed into the hotel space and what we could do there. And then most recently, we were really attacking the high volume venue space. And then, as you mentioned, pivot earlier. Right now, we've really seen that our hotel space that we originally thought we were really well suited for is really come into the fold of, hey, you know what do we want to provide for our customers? A touchless experience, you know, something where they're going to know they're safe, they're having a safe transaction, sanitary transaction, and that's really something we've always offered and pushed it originally because honestly, people like they do now. And big is add this back into our portfolio in addition to our high volume service, which is also a good place to still have the sanitary service. And at that point, we are, you know, basically offering something that you can't get anywhere else. We offer speed, we offer value, consistency in service, as well as the sanitary environment that people are looking for when they go to a hotel. And that's something that it's not the stanchion that you're buying that you're going to get your alcohol out of to, you know, wash your hands and things like that. It's not any of those things. This is something that you're actually going to be able to make money on if you're in the hotel business. You're actually going to, you know, yes, do we cost money? Of course we do. But how many things are you going to go buy to help prevent and help your customers have a satisfactory experience, that you're never going to make any money again. You're just throwing that money out. You know, hopefully they stay there. I mean, hopefully they have a better experience and come back. But we're something you can actually install in your hotel and you're going to make money on every day. And that's the biggest pivot, Nathan, if I have, you know, really made during this transition. That and then connections like with you. I mean, every day we're finding it, you know, where the last 4 or 5 years we've had not really trouble connecting, but connecting and getting a true response, connecting and getting that more than just, oh, this sounds really cool. Well, this is more of, yeah, let me connect and how are we going to use this? Like, I can put this here. I can do it here. Oh, capability more than just a pre-made cocktail. It's not a made cocktail. The cocktail is made in your cup. You know, you can get 95% of all the cocktails you're going to get out of our machine. I mean, you're not going to, you know, no, are we going to make a frozen strawberry pina colada? No, we're not. But how many of those are you going to sell, you know, on a Tuesday night compared to, you know, your normal, you know, whiskey and Coke or whiskey ginger or vodka tonic and vodka soda? Those are the things that we specialize in and getting that to your customers just to help that experience.
Like Russell, what's your go-to drink, by the way, on that subject? We got to ask you a question quick. What's your go-to when you're traveling?
If I'm drinking at a bar, like if I want a stiff drink, it would just be a rum and Coke for me. So that probably would be one of the things on there. But for the most part, I'm a beer drinker. So take me to a micro brew and I'm in heaven. So that's where I am with that. So, okay. But I do. I can appreciate that. And it does reduce, and we had talked about this, having that does reduce a touch point. And that's some of the things that, you know, hotels or, you know, people in the hospitality industry are looking for now, is to eliminate as many touch points as you can. And I know some people are out there saying, well, is this going to eliminate a job? No, it's not going to eliminate a job. It's going to enhance what you're doing now. I mean, that's how I look at it. It's going to enhance a service that, you know, that you're trying to provide service, right? So if it's going to make things a little quicker, then that's fine. And people still have the option to go to the bar if they want to, right, and talk to a live person. But if it's all about convenience and get it and move out of the way so you don't have to come in contact with people, I would say this was the best option.
Well, and I'm on the road, you know, 150 plus nights a year. And I look at it and I get that all the time of like, oh, you're getting rid of that bartender that I'm trying to have that personal interaction with. And no, I mean, that bartender is still going to be there most of the, but they don't have that bartender or the bartender 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, how does the hotel manage that situation? How do they manage their concierge lounge? I mean, it's supposed to be a concierge lounge for a reason, that you lounge and want to go hang out. It's not supposed to be an open buffet for snacks. I mean, you want to be able to utilize that space and really maximize it to the biggest extent. And that's really what we offer is that, you know, utilizing that for what it's there for. You know, you've got all your rewards members that are there and they really like a lot of things. They like their status. They love to walk in and say, oh, I've given you a free upgrade. But they also love to enjoy that they are a Titanium Elite member or, you know, a Diamond Club member. What does that get them? I mean, does that get them a place that they still have to go down to the regular bar and enjoy a cocktail? Or do they get to go to their exclusive lounge and actually still have that cocktail experience and bring their guests up with them and, you know, kind of really enjoy and have a place where they can truly go relax after the day or while I'm going to these places on a regular basis. And,
right.
And we really enhance that. And really at a cost, another part-time employee there. And comparatively speaking, it's not even apples to apples because of, you know, we've got a fully staffed bar. If you can open it 24/7, it can be open 24/7. And you can put it in multiple locations too. I mean, I see a pool bars, you know, just being from Florida and traveling down to South Florida on a regular basis, there's a lot of places that have pool bars that you can't get a drink at, you know, and it's because, well, there's not enough people there to justify staffing it all day. Well, this is a perfect scenario. You know, go put this on the South Beach Hotel that, you know what, it might have executives that stay there most of the time, but there's still people. I bring my wife and kids with me all the time. They would love to be out by the pool and maybe get a cocktail in the afternoon. You know, things like that. But you know what? It's, oh, our bar's not staffed on, you know, Friday through Sunday, things like that. So there's so many positions that we can infiltrate into the hospitality world that right now is just a really an addition to their portfolio that they can actually, you know, like I said, make money and get a return on that investment.
I like that. I like that. Nathan, you want to add something?
I would just say that to your first question about how are we staying relevant, we've all of these things about our approaches have been, you know, these aren't new. It's just I think in this time, we're seeing a reprioritization of what people are looking for, what our customers are looking for. So where before those things were all cool features, and, oh, that would be a great possibility. Mm-hmm. I would just add that now things are being turned where these things are now necessities. This mitigation of the touch points, that's a necessity. People feeling more safe and secure, that's a necessity. You know, new revenue opportunities, that's a necessity. So these have all been things we've always brought to the table and have been pitched, but the conversation has just changed so drastically right now that it's just, I'd say it's up to the, tightened the tempo of the conversations. It's gotten us a lot busier because we're now seen as a solution also for the new problem. We're also coming in, like Justin said, and we're offering real solutions to partners that, you know, are up against a lot right now on those fronts. So we think that, you know, it's been a matter of just reprioritizing that message and just keeping that conversation alive. So that's, you know, that's why we're here. That's why we reached out to you.
Good, good. Hey, there was one thing I listened to the video that you sent me, Nathan. It was three of you. It was a guy named Matt, I think. Matt, am I right?
Matt. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to Matt Guttermuth, one of our great friends and advisors.
Yeah. Shout out to him. I do remember. And
put him on blast, maybe.
There you go. There you go.
Get him on blast next.
You listen. You listen. But he made a comment. I think it was him that made a comment. It said, it's not just cool, but now a necessity. You know what I mean? So maybe 2 years ago when you guys first pitched this, it was the coolest thing. It was one of the coolest products, right? But now it's beyond cool now. It's now necessity because now this is what people are looking for. That's what they're going to look for. And I can see hotels now, you know, I mean, I'm hoping that they're going to ring your phone and, you know, blast you out and say, hey, you guys know about this tended bar thing? Because there are, and I think I mentioned this, and we won't mention the hotel because it's not your product that was in there. But how I got familiar with this, I mean, from initially, before you guys even called me, I was at a hotel downtown, and there was a similar product. It wasn't as elaborate as yours, but it is a hotel in LA that had something similar. And I may mention to you which hotel that was. Yeah. But that's what made me think. I was like, wow, I can, you know, it's 2 o'clock. There's no bartender. There's no bar in this place, right? It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and maybe I wanted a beer, right? Well, this thing had like, I don't know, several beers on tap that I could just go up there and just help myself and get a beer, you know? Can you guys tell me about how the process works? Because I did see the wristbands and things like that. Can you tell me exactly how this works?
Sure, no problem. I mean, it starts off, we've got several ways, but it's RFID controlled. So whether that's a wristband, whether that's your room key, whether that's hooked up through your phone, those are all possibilities with our machine. But essentially your bar tab is controlled by that wristband, that room key, that phone app. And whether that's in conjunction with your hotel, putting on your bill or, you know, charge pay here situation. But from that point on, you walk to the machine, you grab a cup, self-serve cup. If you're getting a cocktail, you're going to fill it with ice. If you're not, if you're getting wine or beer, obviously you don't fill it with ice. But you go to the touch screen, you scan that band or that room key. It's going to pull it up. You know, I want a cocktail. I want a beer. I want a wine. You know, let's say I'm going to get a cocktail. Pulls up all your options. And your machine is going to have different liquors, 4 different beers, red and white wine, and sangria options. We're going to have different mixers on that machine. So you've got, you know, an ample amount of cocktail options in that situation. I mean, right now, traditionally speaking, we usually have 2 whiskey options, 2 vodka options, gin option, tequila option, a light rum and a dark rum on the liquor side. And then beer wise, we usually keep a couple traditionals and then usually a couple locals on top of that. And really it's all up to the venue. It's their alcohol. It's what they want to provide because it's going to vary. You know, we don't want to, I'm not worried about a liquor license for me in every municipality that we go to. It's just not worth our time. And really that's not the space we're trying to be in. We're trying to provide a service and really let you guys make the money on that side of it. That's not what we're about. We're about, you know, getting locations, getting you set up, and then basically just it's a service that we're going to pay for, that you're going to pay for over time. And really, that transaction is pretty seamless. So you're going to say, I'm going to select Jack Daniels. I'm going to select Coke. I'm going to purchase a tall or a short, you know, for the amount of mixer I want. Maybe I want a stronger tasting drink. Maybe I want a weaker tasting drink. You can get a single or a double. You know, right now we actually have a great program called Tended Tips that we've incorporated a tipping program in our machine. And that may sound a little weird in this position, but, you know, really, we don't have to tip anybody, but we tip, all our tips go directly to charity. So we work with several different charities. It can be your local charity in your, you know, in the area you're in, because they're obviously going to vary by municipality. And that's something that we've just, you know, to give community. I'll let Nathan touch on some Tended Tips items that we're really working on right now, focusing on for the future. But after you tip, you press purchase and pour, and it pours your drink in about 3 seconds, and you go on your way. Your bar tab just stays open. Let's say this is a nightly thing. It'll automatically close out, you know, after a certain amount of time. If it's an event, it'll close out at the end of the event. Or you can go back to the machine and do it yourself. But it's not something you have to go close out. It'll automatically do it. And that's really set by the venue. If they want to say, hey, I'm going to close all the drinks out at 9 o'clock at night, whenever they want to turn the machine off, they can. Or if it's just going to go on your room tab, it just goes on your room. When you check out, it'll close out, you know, accordingly. So that's the entire process. It's self-cleaning. One of the things we've implemented, we already had antimicrobial screens and surfaces in this on the machine prior to.
What does that mean? What does that mean exactly?
Antimicrobial, is it going to stop anything? No, but what it's going to do is prevent, you know, that touch screen from becoming a petri dish and just multiplying and having those germs just spread and, you know, and keep growing on themselves. Like it's not going to happen with the machine. The other side we have is a UVC light. This UVC light is motion activated, so it's only on when nobody's there, because UVC light is harmful to humans. I mean, in comparison, it'll take you about 3 to 5 minutes to get burnt by that, like a sunburn situation, and then obviously more harmful after that. But it's motion activated, so as soon as it detects any motion, it turns off. And it also has a guide, so you can't see the light. What this light does is it shines on all of our surfaces. So whether it be the touch screen, whether it be under the place where you put your cup, it's shining on that. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes of being on to basically blast and kill all the germs and the viral bacteria, everything on that. So it's constantly cleaning itself. Now, normal maintenance and things like that of, you know, your cleaning staff coming through, wiping down the machine with, you know, disinfectants and things like that. And you're feel free to do it yourself. Everything is very highly rated where that's not going to harm our equipment. But this just provides another layer of security, of, you know, safety for the consumer and for your consumer. Because
we're good. Hey, I have two questions. Somebody just text me two questions. Isn't that something? I've never had anybody text me any questions before, but I get you guys on here now. They're making me work. Okay, so first question is, how is the machine serviced? If there's an issue, how do you service the machine? Who services? Do you guys service it? Or does
it's owned by us. So the machine is our machine. Now it's in your space. So there's going to be automated alerts. So if there's something goes wrong in that machine, we're going to get an alert to say that pump 6 on machine 27 is down. And we have a partner network. So we are actually have a manufacturing partner by Lancer Worldwide. Lancer Corporation is based in San Antonio. Huge company. They make most of the soda machines out there in gas stations, restaurant chains, things like that. They're a huge manufacturer, $200 million-plus company a year. So their network of, you know, suppliers and service people is very vast and worldwide, actually. They're all over the world. So we've got them kind of in our back pocket if something simple goes wrong to go change it. Obviously, we have our own tech guys to go in there. But the way we kind of presented this is for hotels wise, if you can maintain a soda system, like your soda wonder bar gun, something like that, you're going to be able to maintain our equipment for the most part. You know, a lot of it is, I mean, we're an industrial automation background company. So we've done this, you know, realizing the high volume environment, this thing half time and can't make drinks, we're not in a good situation. So one thing we wanted to implement in all of our machines to make sure that doesn't happen, because, you know, I've seen some, you know, other machines out there that maybe do beer, things like that, that, you know, when I go to certain hotels and I've seen them and they're out of order, or it's on a cruise ship, for example, it's out of order. Well, nothing gives somebody a bad name than saying, yeah, I saw that thing, but, you know, it didn't work the whole time I was there. You know, even if it was just a weekend, you know, yeah. You know, and our thing, I mean, we've even got it to where, you know, let's say Grey Goose went down on pump 1 in that bar in the lounge. Well, you know what, we just get rid of Grey Goose for that lounge and everything else is going to work just fine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even if we weren't there for that, you know, 6-hour timeline until it got repaired, it's not going to make the whole machine fault out to where it's unusable. You know, so that's something we really try to implement, is that we didn't have that maintenance issue. And if we did, it's something that's really a plug and replace, pull and replace situation, not, hey, you know what, we got to take it back to headquarters and dissect it all and go back to work.
Good, good. Okay. Now, is restocking easy? I'm sorry. Is restocking easy?
Yes, it's very easy. Very easy. So all the liquor reservoirs, it's not something you're going to have to restock on a regular basis. It holds a large amount of alcohol. We've got varying amounts that you can hold, but a standard, you know, on a smaller system, you're going to have at least 5 liters of each alcohol, of each liquor in there, up to 20 liters of each liquor. So, you know, for a high volume environment and even the larger, let's say it was a large lobby bar that was getting a lot of traction on a regular basis, or a poolside bar, I mean, 20 liters of Tito's, 20 liters of Grey Goose, 20 liters of Captain, et cetera, all of those in that machine, you know, it's not going to run out in a day. And if it happened to run out that day, or, you know, in a couple of days, you're going to be pretty happy because you sold a large amount of alcohol.
Great problem to have every time you get refill.
And then the mixer side of the station is all off a bag in the box style system that, luckily, being partners with Lancer, we have, you know, Coke certification going in there. We've got Pepsi certified products. That this is a company that makes these products for them. So bringing that, you know, that technology into our system was huge. And that's something that we really focused on. We tried to find that partner.
Now, I'm sorry, were you going to say something, Nathan, before I ask this next question?
Well, Justin had mentioned some things about tended tips. If we could come back to that some point, that'd be great. We don't need to now, but yeah, the tended tips program, I'll just mention that, especially with everything going on now, our plan has always been to have responsible automation. We're an automation company, but we're very much partners in the industry. We're in the hospitality industry, guest experience. So a few things on that note, we are all about supporting, you know, the partners and the folks that are in the industry with us. And so we've put it out there that our tended tips program, we're looking for input, and our advisors are going to we're going to vote on this, but we're looking for some hospitality focused charitable organizations to have all these tips go to. So we have raised money with this. It's an exciting program. It's very much part of our core and what we want to be known for, responsible automation and really being part of the solution for our industry, not just how we can make a buck or how we can squeeze out something. Or we're about taking this bar experience to places where it couldn't normally be. You know, and along the way, we're doing it in a way that supports our industry, supports, you know, other people that work in the industry. And we're very, we want to think of ourselves as an extension of bartenders that are doing their craft. And we're just taking this to places where they can't be, or at times they can't be there. Mm-hmm. So the tended tips program is important, and we're going to be publishing more information on that. So if anyone's, you know, got a charitable organization that's very close to them, please reach out to us about it. We're looking for some local partners in different markets, as well as some more national partners. So
I like that.
We'll keep talking that one up. Tended tips.
Very good. Tended tips. I love that. Now I got another question. Now I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question. I'm going to say no before, but do you supply glasses or cups with the machine?
It's really up to you. I mean, could we supply cups? Yes, I could supply plastic.
You don't have to go any further, because this person shouldn't even ask me this question.
It's totally up to you guys what cups you want to use. I don't promote big gulp cups coming in there or anything like that. You know, I mean, I'd say you're going to keep it on a pint glass, that's probably the biggest, and then down to a rocks glass. You know, something along those lines.
This is a good question here. This next question. I mean, like I said, we've already had 5 questions on here. This has never happened before.
This is great.
Branding opportunities on your machine. Are there branding opportunities on the machine?
We do. We have a couple programs. There's the ability to brand the machine itself, say in an event scenario.
Okay.
Wrapped.
It's
LED lights, which Justin can talk about. We can match the color with your branded scheme. And on the screens, those screens are all networked. So we can serve ads on those screens. We can give our venue partners their own dashboard where they can traffic ads. So we're giving a toolbox of marketing opportunities to our venues. If some of them need to control all of that, it's great. Here's some tools. Mm-hmm. And all your bar screens, all the promotional screens, the touch screens, they can have different branded messages. They could prioritize the logos and the choices for the liquors, for instance. We can pre-market. We're working on also a feed of targeted premium ads. So an advertiser in our network could place ads that are only running in sports or only in certain locations and so forth. So a lot of marketing and brand opportunities. Our team, we're building that up to do that internally, as well as have a kind of a plug and play system for other marketers that we're working with. So giving them tools, arming those other sponsorship folks. And that's been, there's been a lot of exciting conversations going on in the events, the digital and the VR side of things in our space. So those conversations just in the last 2 months have been very exciting, and we're very much carrying those conversations. But again, right now it's on-screen opportunities, highly targeted. Either you do it for your sponsors and local advertisers, or we can help monetize those with our team for your event or for your location.
Wow. In addition to that, I want to hit on like the alcohol side of that ad sponsor.
Yeah. Talk about data.
It's something that, like, right now, if you think of the way liquor, like any bar set up, you've got a big shelf behind the main bar. It's got all those pretty bottles. You know, there's a reason why Bombay Sapphire is that bright blue. So you notice it. There's a reason why Maker's Mark is dipped in that red wax. You notice it. Well, I mean, one thing that we're doing is we're eliminating that platform. You know, we're eliminating, hey, let me spot that bottle on the shelf to make sure that you have what I normally drink. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's something that, you know, what I've noticed liquor companies probably spend a whole lot of money, you know, finding out what the best way to catch somebody's attention in that situation is. But it also leaves a big void for if you're a smaller liquor company. How do you get noticed? Do you make some cool fancy bottle? Is it even available to you to even get on that situation? Well, with us, you know, really, we've got a limited number of alcohol, and now I can expand that out if I wanted a lot more options. But, you know, in the situation we're in, we want enough options, but I don't want somebody sitting up there scrolling through options all day. That's not really, you know, it doesn't hit home for us. But if you had a new brand, let's say, you know, we had Tito's, obviously widespread and done phenomenal job marketing their product. But, you know, if I want to bring a new alcohol brand out there, it's kind of tough. I mean, are you going to go talk to the hotel and the other five bars down the street and try to tell all these bartenders and people to, hey, push this. I'm going to give this to you for a discount. Try to push it. And it sounds great. And, you know, they might talk to this person. He's like, oh, I'm looking for a new vodka. You know, there's a possibility he pitches it. It's probably pretty rare in reality. But with us, you know, you can easily say, hey, you know what? I'm going to push this new vodka that I've got out there. Well, how am I going to do it? Well, every time somebody scans their card, the first thing that's going to pop up is going to be this new vodka spritzer I'm trying to push with a, you know, or something along those lines. So just brings it in front of them. Maybe they're not a vodka drinker, but you know what? You show that label, it's right in front of a person making a buying decision. Maybe they buy it for their partner and says, hey, you know what? My partner drinks vodka. You know what? He's going to try this, you know, or she's going to try this. You know, what does that do for you? I mean, to me, as a new brand development, that's a huge thing. And that's something that, you know what, you can't do. And let's say you happen to have a chain of hotels and you were working out a deal with a chain of hotels. Well, guess what? You know, if they all had tinted bars and you wanted to say, hey, for the next 30 days, I want to push this vodka in all these bars, and you actually have that opportunity, and you can ensure you're actually getting that recognition and that face time with those customers on every drink purchase, which is something right now I don't think is possible.
So like the solid state data of what you drink, what music playing in the venue, what location you were at, relative age,
Nathan's nature. Touching on the data. Yeah. The data is huge. We're going to know, yeah. I mean, you have the ability to know what you're drinking, who's drinking what, where they're drinking it, whether it's a hotel, whether it's a music concert, whether it's, you know, all those things.
Wow. Those are huge things. That is,
so, you know.
That's game changer.
Yeah, our data play for, say, pre-marketing partners, liquor partners, you know, being able to, you know, suggestive type ads. If you drank this, we'll serve you this ad. Those are all now a possibility. And it, I think that's one of the most exciting things. Other than the very current state we're in, I would say over the last few years, developing that play for what can we do that's helpful to our partners, helpful to the guests, you know, experiential type ads, very targeted. You know, we want to keep these, it's a closed system, you know, so we want to use that data. We want to use that knowledge of what our clients, guests drink or want to drink. as well as what our clients, sponsors or other advertising partners give, again, giving them more tools to know how to connect with their base, or like Justin said, the ability to drop a new brand and be able to have that extension where it's right there at the decision, right there when they're at their highest point of buyer's intent right before they make that. Mm-hmm. We think it's a real powerful opportunity.
I like that. One more question. Signature drinks. Can the machine be altered to do a signature drink for this particular company or whatever?
Absolutely. Totally. Branded drinks. We've explored branded drinks with sports partners. Even the opportunity at some point to, you know, kind of save your own. Could name you. You could have the Russell of Hotels. We could brand one of your drinks and throw them in the machine. So anybody knows that could be on our secret menu. What do you think?
The menu is so easily changeable. I mean, it's insane. Some of the places now, like, we can change it right before the event. I'm talking doors are opening in 5 minutes. We've got 15,000 people coming in a minute. Hey, let's go add this on because it's, you know, it's night tonight. We want to do, you know, a Wounded Warriors cocktail or something like that. I mean, that's totally, totally able to do that. And I just wanted to get one more thing in on the data side of things. It's something that, you know, whether it's a Bonvoy type program or any of your loyalty programs, you know, they do a good job of saying, you know, how much you spent at this hotel, how many times you stayed there to reward you. But like on a high volume venue side, we looked at it as like, sure, you've got all these season ticket holders that spend, you know, X number of dollars on season tickets that, you know, you hope they show up. You don't really know if that person showed up or if they're corporate tickets and they give them out every weekend. But there is a big difference between a guy who shows up and just buys a ticket and maybe, you know, one Coke there every weekend, every game day, compared to the guy who, you know, comes there every game with three people and spends, you know, $150 on drinks that whole time. Well, it's the same thing for a hotel.
Yeah.
Like if I'm coming to your hotel every time and I'm buying three drinks a night every stay.
Yes.
Well, that's gonna increase the value of your hotel stay, whether I got it for a deal that night or whether I paid, you know, top dollar.
Right.
You know, but if I'm at, I mean, that hotel price fluctuates, but your drink price kind of stays the same.
Yes.
So if I'm buying a Macallan, you know, 18 every time and I'm spending an extra $60 a night on that, well, I'm a much more valuable customer than the guy that just comes and goes.
And we're the guys we're going to be the ones that are going to be able to tell you that, tell our partners that.
So you're saying this, the regular bartender can't tell me that? Is that what you're telling me?
Some of mine can.
But you know what? But one thing, not to rip on a bartender, but you know what? If you, that bartender did know, and he did know that, hey, Justin comes every time and he's drinking this, you know, $22 mm-hmm. a drink Macallan, you know, odds are Justin's going to tip him pretty decently. And guess what? I'm going to get a little more Macallan than I probably should have on every one of those drinks if I'm there every weekend. And yes, that gives back to the customer experience in one way, but it also, I mean, that's your profit margin. I mean, giving away a $22 cocktail, that's a big deal, you know? And that's something that we eliminate. I mean, we don't have, I mean, it's theft either way you want to look at it, you know, for the guy who owns that hotel, the group that owns the hotel, that's theft. Mm-hmm. And then that's something that, you know, we prevent 100%. You cannot steal from our machine, no matter which way you want to, you know, you can't tip it more and it's not going to give you do anything. And that's something that I think is, you know, highly valuable in what we do.
We're giving our partners these tools. We're giving them all sorts of tools is the name of the game. That's what we're doing. So
you guys are giving me more information than I thought I would get. I'll tell you that. And I hope that people that are listening or watching are seeing the same thing or seeing possibilities or listening to, because I mean, it's a lot more than just a drink machine. It's something that's helping with marketing, seeing who their best customers are and what they're spending. And when you have the RFID card, I mean, the chip inserted in there, well, guess what? You get a lot more information than normally you would get anyway. So, and it doesn't, like most hotels have to go out and buy that card because a lot of lock systems are going to that. Or if they're not already there, they should be there already. But if they're not already there, when they upgrade, they will upgrade to that particular type of system. So, I mean, it sounds great to me. Now, are you guys currently in hotel spaces now?
And right now, we're talking with several of the larger groups, but we're not physically in them yet. We actually just launched the high volume environment last August. We in Jacksonville, Florida, actually at the ViStar Bed and Memorial Arena. It's a 15,000 person arena in downtown Jackson. We've been honestly, you know, actively, you know, perfecting that proof of concept, that case study as we rolled this out. And right at the start of this whole COVID situation, we've got, you know, several large inroads coming up for the fall, or they were planned for the fall, and right now they're still on, but and in production. At the same time, we've got Lancer on board as our manufacturer, which really gives us the possibilities to, you know, it's not made, you know, in-house in our small facility or anything like that. I mean, we've got 200,000-300,000 square foot factories that are, you know, on deck, ready to build these things and pump these out. And like I said, they're that partner network that we've got through that partnership is something that we could only have dreamed of. Honestly, even if you would have dumped $100 million into Tended Bar, we couldn't have duplicated that. And especially the expertise on the soda system side of things and that side that we've really, you know, capitalized the maximum extent having that partner.
Very good.
Timing has been everything. Like you said, Russell, timing's been everything for all this to come together and timing's launch hotels when we did and how this exactly has pushed that forward. It's been great.
Yes. Well, that's good. I'm glad that if I can assist in any way, I mean, please feel free to reach out to me. If you want to get a hold of these guys, I mean, you can contact me or you can go to tendedbar.com, right?
Yeah. Tendedbar.com.
Tendedbar.com. Yeah.
Okay. So tendedbar.com.
We're very active on LinkedIn.
Yes, they are.
You search LinkedIn. We're connected with you there.
Tendedbar. Yes. Justin at tendedbar.com, Nathan at tendedbar.com, or just simply info@tendedbar.com. We'll get it one way or the other. And right now, I mean, I think it's a perfect time to reach out. It's a perfect time to get on board. And honestly, we're looking for, you know, that group that wants to be the first and really, you know, separate themselves, like you said at the beginning. I mean, what are you doing are you trying to tread water or are you trying to swim? You know, I see a lot of people through this process just trying to tread water. And right. To me, if you're treading water, you're falling way behind. Because I can tell you with the conversations we've had, there is a big difference between the people that are doing the opposite. And, you know, you want to capitalize on this. You know, it's not idle time. This is not just time to sit back and see what happens. It's exactly. Time to make sure that you're on the forefront going forward.
You are so
time
right.
To build.
And
time
I can see, you know, when I look at see products like this, I can always see opportunities for, especially now that hotels have these, and I'm speaking like Residence Inns, Hilton Garden Inns, Hampton Inns, where they have their market. You know, I can't think of what they call them, whatever markets they have.
Those little cafes.
Exactly. I mean, something like this, because it's all self-serve, right? So you get this. I mean, they have beer and wine there, pretty basic stuff. But I can see a machine, a tended bar machine right there, and they just go up there and get it, go to their room, go sit in the lounge or whatever. I mean, you know, and these are for properties that, like I said, that are smaller properties that don't have, maybe they don't have enough money for labor to man it from, like you said, from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock or something like that before the dinner rush comes. I mean, you know, because every now and then people just want a cocktail, you know, between 1 and 5. What happens? A lot of bars are closed during that time. So where do they get, what are the options? So,
well, that lobby is, they put a lot of money in those lobbies. Those lobbies are looking better and better with every renovation. You know, those small, and that lobby is based morning to give breakfast. Who knows if they're going to do that anymore? You know, from 6 a.m. to 9 or 11, you know, whatever that timeline is. Other than that, it's very rarely used. You'll see somebody down there on a laptop occasionally, but it's a really nice space. But who's going to hang out there? You know, this gives you something to actually do and maybe make that lobby into a social area, you know. But it's also, you know, maybe you have a bar, but maybe that person doesn't want to go sit at the bar. Maybe, hey, I've got stuff to do work, but I just want a glass of wine and I want to go to my room. Exactly. You know, maybe you can put one by the ice machine. I mean, what do we need for our machines? I need water and I need a drain. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, what it was in every ice machine room. There's water and there's a drain. There mm-hmm. may be a vending machine that may or may be used, and they're not even having those in there because they have those little markets. I mean, perfect places for these bars are all over the place in your hotels that are just, I mean, it's empty space all half the time. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, utilize those space, maximize them.
Exactly. And not just hotel space. I mean, you got convention centers that need stuff like this. You have ballpark venues that need this. I mean, there's, I see, you know, the sky's the limit as to where. I mean,
shameless, you know, plug on the ballpark thing. The whole pitch behind the, I mean, no service. I mean, we did the Jason Aldean concert right before this, the whole Corona thing happened. We had a 5 minute, 13 minute period. We served 90 drinks. I think it's 89 drinks in 13 minutes to be exact.
Wow.
Our line right now is about a 37 person queue. I can do that whole line in less than 5 minutes with one machine. I mean, you tell me a bartender that can keep up with that in a high volume environment and have happy people at the end of it. There isn't
one. Not even Tom Cruise on the movie Cocktail could have kept up with that. So I may be dating myself. You guys probably never seen that movie, but anyway.
Love that movie. It's great.
Yeah. Put him on blast.
Well, anyway, we're winding down here. I only got 3 minutes, man. You guys are taking me to the limit. Okay.
All so, right.
But I do perfect. Appreciate Justin Honeysuckle, COO, Tended Bar, and Nathan Kaufman, CMO, Chief Marketing Dude, Marketing Officer. Excuse me, I didn't mean to throw dude in there. And I just got a text from someone. I have to say this, okay? They said you look like Vanilla Ice. You know who Vanilla Ice is, Nathan?
I love Vanilla Ice. Thank you so much. Thank you.
They said, don't tell them.
Never going to live that one down. Never going to live that one down.
Oh,
you're
no,
welcome,
you're not.
Justin, I told you you'd like coming on this show.
Oh, man. But I do thank you guys for coming on the show. You guys were great. I think your product is phenomenal. And I think it's something that, like I said, timing's everything. And I think this is the right time for it. What I'll do is put all your information, your email information on the LA Talk Radio website or on my page, basically. So that goes where my podcast goes as well. So I'll make sure I do all that stuff.
Thank you
very much, Russell.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Really appreciate the support. And we'll see you out there on LinkedIn and be friends and hopefully see you soon.
Hopefully we can do a follow-up after we get our first hotel after this experience.
No. Not hopefully. We will do a follow-up.
We will do a follow-up all soon. Right. And
let me just ask you one other thing.
Sure.
Okay, I got 2 minutes. Okay. Now say I'm a meeting planner, right? So I plan meetings wherever, okay? So say this venue does not have one of your machines, but I needed it for an event. Is that possible or does...
Email us. Absolutely. Reach out.
It totally is. We're building, like right now we've got actually 15 bars in production right now that are large bars, 4 screen units that are all going to be out there. They're mobile bars. So we can take them fully self-contained. They've got water, drainage, everything on there. And they're going to be bars that we can go take wherever. I mean, whether it's an outdoor festival, that was the first thing we're building them for. But we can take those to a conference center. We can take them to a meeting room. They're designed to, you know, retract down so we can move them in and out. I mean, it's not going to fit into your, you know, small doorway, but a double doorway, you know, 8-foot doors, we're good to go.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that because somebody did just ask me a question. I only got 2 seconds. So thank you so much. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Russell.
You guys take care.
You too.
All right.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.